Praise the Lord. Let's go ahead and open up our Bibles. And so what we're going to do is we're going to get right into it here this night. Matthew chapter 17, we're going to read verse 1 through 9. Say amen when you're there. Those that brought your Bibles, those maybe you don't know how to use your Bible, well, it's a good time to learn. Matthew chapter 17, verse 1 through 9. We're going to read a story. As you turn there, I just want to always thank the Lord for my salvation and also my pastors, my spiritual parents, spiritual father, spiritual family, Pastor Charlie and Sister Marlene, and then the Reina family. And then just grateful for Victory Outreach Milwaukee. How many are grateful for Victory Outreach Milwaukee? Praise the Lord. I know my wife is watching online, so, you know, thank you, love, for taking care of the kids. Praise God. Matthew chapter 17, everybody there? Amen. Amen. Give me a loud amen if you're there.
Amen.
Amen. We could be loud in Jesus. Like the blind beggar. He didn't want to be quiet. He had to be loud. Let's read and let's get into it and let's take the most out of this time. Matthew chapter 17, beginning in verse 1. Says, 6 days later, Jesus took Peter and the two brothers, James and John, and the whole family of Victory Outreach Milwaukee. Come on, somebody. And led them up on a high mountain to be alone. How many know we got to spend some time alone with Jesus? How many already spent that time alone with the Lord? Praise God. As the men watched, Jesus' appearance was transformed so that his face shone like the sun and his clothes became as white as light. Suddenly, Moses and Elijah appeared and began talking with Jesus. Peter exclaimed, Lord, it's wonderful for us to be here. If you want, I'll make 3 shelters as memorials, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. But even as he spoke, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, This is my dearly loved son who brings me great joy. Listen to him. Somebody say, listen to Jesus.
Listen.
The disciples were terrified and fell face down on the ground. Then Jesus came over and touched them. Get up, he said. Don't be afraid. And when they looked up, Moses and Elijah were gone, and they saw only Jesus. Verse 9 then reads, As they went back down the mountain, Jesus commanded them, Don't tell anyone what you have seen until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. Turn to your neighbor, tell them, enjoy it while it lasts.
Enjoy it while it lasts.
I know we already prayed. Let's just pray one more time. Father, we just come before you one more time. And Lord, I just pray that you move me to the side, speak through me, give us ears to hear. I ask of your anointing through your words. Let this message fall upon good ground. Open our hearts, Lord God, and let us be able to receive your word. Bless this time, your anointing, in the name of Jesus. Everyone says,
amen.
Amen and amen. I titled this message, A Time to Recognize Jesus Through the Mountaintop. A time to recognize Jesus through the mountaintop, by the mountaintop, at the mountaintop. I want to focus really on that wording. Being in the mountaintop with Jesus. Because how many know at times we can go through trials and we can go through valleys and deserts and storms, and we talk about that. And it's good at times to talk about how the Lord has brought us through. How many have been brought through by the Lord in those moments? And so I believe at times we speak about these things, but yet we neglect to speak about the goodness of the Lord. We neglect really to talk about the goodness, where he has brought us to. I mean, how many know we're out here because of Jesus and Jesus only? Somebody say amen.
Amen.
We're only here because of what Jesus has brought us to, where he has brought us from, where he's taken us to. And I believe that too many times we focus, I don't want to say the word negative, I believe we focus on the bad. We focus on the hardships. We focus on these errors. And when we talk about things that happened that went wrong, and I believe even recently, we've been given too much credit to the enemy. Where we've been saying, you know, lying devil, this and that, where at times the devil's nowhere to be found. It's just ourselves. It's just our flesh. We need to admit that's not the enemy. That's the person called self. Just coming in the middle, being in the mix. And we need to learn how to die to that area called self so that we could remain on the mountaintop. So I want to bring out this story, a couple of verses, and I'm going to share with you quickly. There's a quote that I like. It's from Abraham Lincoln. He said, "In the end, it's not the years in your life that matter, but the life in your years." I want to read that one more time for you guys. "In the end, it's not the years in your life that matter, but the life in your years." You see, what matters really is how you live your moments. And if we're not living them in Jesus, if we're not really realizing, and I want to focus again on the area of how the Lord takes us to the mountaintop. How many have been to the mountaintop? A few of us. Maybe some don't know. Some haven't experienced. All that means is you got to stay in the presence of God. You got to stay in the things of the Lord long enough for Jesus to take you somewhere. Amen. Also, those watching online, real quick, we just want to say thank you for logging in, for joining us. And we always throw it out there. We want to challenge you to be here. Join the body of Christ. The opening scripture says, "Do not neglect the gathering of the believers." Amen. It's nothing like just being close in the body of Christ. We believe in, you know, God's in control throughout the midst, throughout the pandemic. How many believe God's in control? Praise the Lord. So I want to focus on that area, on how the Lord takes us to the mountaintop experience. And I believe too many times we let it go so fast. We forget right away what happened in our mountaintops. We forget right away what happened in those good moments. And then we begin to focus again on what we're going through. We begin to focus again maybe on a trial, on a storm. And we kind of tend to make that a habit. So I want to focus on this area. Can we focus on the mountaintop here this night? Praise the Lord. And if you haven't been there, you just got to hang out long enough for Jesus to take you there. Because how many know Jesus wants to take us to some good places? Amen. Ever since I came into Victory Outreach, Milwaukee, ever since I got saved, God has taken me so many places. God has taken me halfway across the world, an opportunity to go to Panama, to see our church open up in Victory Outreach, Panama. I mean, I've experienced so many things, but it's the goodness of the Lord. Let's go back to verse 1. The first thing I want to speak about is, where did he take them? Where did he take them? In other words, where also does he want to take you and I? Where did he take the disciples? Verse 1 says, 6 days later, Jesus took Peter and two brothers, James and John, and led them up a high mountain to be alone. So we're speaking about the mountaintop, being alone with Jesus long enough for him to take you somewhere. How many want to be alone with Jesus for him to take you somewhere? I simply put here, it starts by being alone with Jesus. And I have a question. How long has he been trying to get your attention? I know God's been trying to get my attention for a long while. Trying to pray a little bit more. That's why prayer is vital. You see, if we don't have this area of prayer, then we're going to miss these mountaintop experiences. And we won't be able to speak about really the goodness of the Lord. That's why it's easy to complain. It's easy to murmur. It's easy to do all these areas. Why? We haven't been with Jesus. That's how you can tell right away when someone's been in the presence of God. They're so full of just nothing but good influence, positive influence. You hear something bad, you say, that's not the mountaintop right there. And even in the valley, even in the desert, you speak by faith, knowing where God's going to take you through. There's times where Jesus is asking you to be alone with him. So that's why prayer is vital. There are things you can only learn when you are alone with Jesus. And here we see where he took the disciples. Only Jesus can take you where no one else can. See, within this area, no one else. Jesus himself had to take the disciples to a specific place. Too many times we're trying to take ourselves somewhere else. When only Jesus himself can take you where no one else can. It's very vital we understand that here this night, to be on the mountaintop. Ain't no one else can take you to that mountaintop. No other person, no amount of money, no him or her, no job. No, only Jesus himself can take you where no one else can. And to get to the mountaintop, all you need is Jesus. Somebody say, all you need is Jesus. So that's why this is vital. And that's why I want to share it and just want to camp on this area for a moment, for a while, if I can, because All they had was Peter, James, John, and Jesus. That's it. They have nothing else but what they experienced there. Only they themselves were able to experience the best times in your life come only through Jesus. How many can say amen? Amen. I can say the best times in my life have been because I've been with the Lord, because I've remained serving the Lord. That's why that saying is true, that my best or my worst day in Jesus is better than any day in my best day in the world. It took me a while to say, well, what does that mean? What does that have to say? It just means it's always worth it in the Lord. The best times in your life come only through Jesus. That's why those around you matter. Because here we see Jesus took Peter, James, and John. In other words, he knew which ones he could take to the mountaintop. So you got to look around and ask yourself, are my companions, coworkers, friends, family members, neighbors, who are they going to be with me at the mountaintop? Do you want to be at the mountaintop? And that's why those around us matter. So we need to surround ourselves with those that have been there to the mountaintop already, to be able to speak about these areas, to speak about these experiences, to speak about the goodness of the Lord. Get away from that person who's always negative and might go there a little bit right now, praise God. Come late to church. We should want to be here early. We've been saved and sanctified and redeemed. You got to ask yourself, who is surrounding me right now? Is this person going to take me closer to Jesus or farther to Jesus? Because Jesus knows which ones will be with you at the mountaintop. Why? No, he knows which ones can handle what you will need to handle. I mean, you know, at times we can go through some areas. We can share bad news. Everybody wants to hear that. But when you share good news, are they going to rejoice with you? Are they going to applaud with you? Are they going to continue to encourage you? Are they going to say, wow, you know, good, wow, how did that happen? And be happy with you? Or just dismiss and, you know, not care, not pay attention? That's why it's important to remain on the mountaintop. For a miracle to happen, all you need is to be alone with Jesus. See, the disciples didn't do anything. All they did was follow Jesus. And the miracle showed up. Too many times we overcomplicate everything. We try to think this and that, and I got to be saved for 20 years. And I got to. All you need for a miracle to happen is to be alone with Jesus. The only problem is we tend not to spend time with Jesus. So there's no miracles. Someone asked me recently, they said, do miracles still happen? You know, I said, of course miracles still happen. And we got into some speaking and debating. And then one thought came to my mind. I couldn't share it with this person because he wouldn't understand. But one reason I believe miracles don't happen is we're not ready to receive miracles. We're just simply not in position at times to receive miracles. I believe at times God is waiting and looking and waiting and looking and say, who is simply waiting? Who even wants a miracle? All it takes for a miracle to happen is for you to be alone with Jesus. Secondly, I mean, I explained to this individual, I said, well, I'm a miracle. I've been saved by grace. I haven't touched a drop of alcohol in over 8-10 years. I haven't touched a cigarette. I've been set free. That's a miracle. And we're all miracles here this night. How many can say that you yourself are a miracle in what God has done within your life? See, that's what God wants to work through. He wants you to know you are a walking testimony, a walking miracle. But if we're not spending that time with Jesus, we can easily forget who we are, where we came from, where we're going, why we're here, our vision, what God wants to do in and through our lives. So we dismiss and forget everything that God is doing. For a miracle to happen, all you need is to be alone with Jesus. You have to know Jesus intends to take you to the mountain. So you need to remain long enough to experience these moments.